Great day to get working today. The real theme for today is our competition. I love this day because we get to go against one another so often as part of this practice goes. The offense going against the defense, just working our skills, see how good we can get today. So that's the real focus as we got right back into the preparation it takes for the week. But so much of this day is spent going against one another, trying to sharpen our skills. And that's one of the best parts of Wednesdays as we go through the week.
Coach, y'all studied the last game. Did y'all find out what happened with the tight end? And how do you all assess Tennessee's tight ends, Delaney Walker and Anthony Fasano?
Sure. First part of the question, did we assess it? For sure we did. And there was a number of different things that we can sure do better to ensure that doesn't happen. It was some man-to-man, some zones that we didn't play as well as we'd like. And then moving ahead, terrific respect for Delaney Walker. I think number one is the speed that he has. And so he's a real factor. And then Fasano, we know just for years, you know, the balance between the run game, the pass game. He's also been terrific on the keepers as we're going through. So, yeah, it's been a big point of emphasis for us. And so can't wait to get back out and play our technique like we think we're capable of.
How's it change your preparation not being sure who the quarterback is going to be?
Yeah, when we go through those, and each week is, you know, different. We're planning on one, and then until we feel differently, we'll go. I think in this case, you know, they have a real, you know, distinctive style about how they play, depending on, you know, independent of which quarterback plays. So that part, we're preparing for the offense. And then as there's some certain things they may do with the quarterback who has the mobility of Marcus compared to not with Zach, that's when the game plan will tweak some. But as far as the run game, as far as the routes go, that part's pretty consistent.
Dan, you've always talked about having a championship mentality before each game. Coming off of a loss, are you curious to see how this team will rebound and kind of try to get that focus back?
Yeah, because I think one of the things that we want to get right back to is like playing our championship style, and that starts with the preparation first. So, you know, when the wins and loss happens, both of them, we deal with it. We let that pass, and then we get right back to see how good we can get. And as far as, you know, the practice started on Monday this week and the preparation, that part's been good. And then as we're going through the week, we challenge the guys, like, how good can you get just today? Working on your skills to see where it's at. So for the first part of it, you know, I've been pleased with the preparation so far.
Dan, you had a few extra days as a coaching staff. What did you most focus on? Was it looking back a little bit at the first six, or is it?
Totally devoted to looking back. And we wanted to make sure here's the things that we're doing well and here's the things that we felt like we can improve on. So that's been the emphasis when we got back to it on Monday and then went back through it again today. So there's lots of little things, you know, like defensively communication was one for us, you know, at the top of the list. So we try to emphasize that as hard as we could. You know, the tackling is going to be a big one for us defensively as well. Offensively, you know, all the timing that goes with the routes that we do, that's another big one for us. Targeting in the run game, all those things that are like at the core of our fundamentals, we went right back to it.
What did you make of the turnovers? An anomaly or just one of those things that just, you know, happens from week to week?
Yeah, I wouldn't say for sure an anomaly. When we go through it, we just want to have that regard for the football. For sure on the one that Tev had, like to have that one back as he would, and he'd probably be the first to tell you that. But I think the main thing is, like, can we be so disciplined in the way that we approach that, that we want to be aggressive and take our shots down the field, but the ones that are the forced fumbles, those are things we really feel like we have a control over.
Dan, being a defensive guy, I imagine you have a certain amount of appreciation for Dick LeBeau and what he's done. Does this defense that he is starting to build in Tennessee, does it look much like his past defenses in Pittsburgh, or is it different in any way? How do you go about preparing?
Well, I can tell you what the similarities are in terms of the way they can affect the quarterback. And I think just from, you know, going against coach and watching their teams and studying them through the years, that's one of the common threads that you'll always find, you know, is the ability to, you know, just affect the quarterback. And I think that's one of the things that these guys have a real strength doing, not just from the outside with, you know, Morgan and Arakpo, but with Casey inside and the linebackers who can blitz. So it's a real factor for us and one I know that we're looking forward to. But, yeah, tons of respect for him and the career and, you know, the style that he plays with for sure.
Dan, with the signing of Wheeler, is that fair to say it's not boding well for Justin Durant as far as getting back on the field sooner rather than later?
Well, the good news is for today, we have everybody participating at some level. It is, I wouldn't say directly related to that, but we're just trying to compete in every way to see, you know, can we find ways to get better? And so we thought with Wheeler, that's an opportunity to do that. So we're going to bring him in and take a good look and see all the things he has and how we could feature him into what we do. But the good news is for us, I think the guys have worked really hard in terms of getting back and getting ready for this time of year to have, you know, everybody on the roster participating in some part of practice. Couldn't be more pleased with that. You can tell how hard they work in the training room with the training staff for everybody to be at their best.
Coach, when you with Philip Wheeler, is it more for depth or is it more for his ability to rush the passer?
Right now, to play inside linebacker. So we're going to play him at the will position and try and train him, you know, as an inside player first. So it's the coverage ability, the speed that we liked first. But we're going to play him off the ball first.
There's been some turmoil on their offensive line, and they've already given up a ton of sacks to this point. When you see them kind of having to make changes at this point, I know it's been about what you guys do, and you don't let the opponent dictate that, but do you think it's almost one of the things you have to try to take some more chances, maybe even blitz a little more when you see something like that happening?
You know, every team goes through it, and certain positions get injured more than others, and it's just kind of the facts of how we play. But no, we'll stay true to our style and how we want to play. Each game has ways to attack. And so for us, our effect in the quarterback, whether it's blitz, whether it's, you know, our improving our four-man rush, the biggest thing is how much better we can get this week, and that's really what the focus is on.
How close is Vic Beasley to actually getting the sacks? He said that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, but closing the deal.
Yeah, I think that's a tough question, only because close, you know, doesn't really count in this. And like part of a sack, and you can tell us like it's all about the finish. So the hits are there, batted balls, those are good. But how often do we move the quarterback off the spot? And really, let's make sure we're all rushing together, all four of the guys. So he's a huge factor in what we're going to do. And one for sure, you know, he's working really hard to get better and play it at a really high level. So although the numbers aren't there like we'd like them for him, no decline in terms of the work and the attitude to go get it.
Did you see any easy fixes for the sacks? Matt was sacked 5 times last time he was out there.
Well, I think number one, a lot of them came at the end. So for us, we love the balance, you know, in the run game where we're not dropping back to pass it, you know, to come back from behind. So, you know, the whole time. That makes sense. So we love the balance that gets with the play action that goes with it. That's a huge part of what we do. So for us to get out of whack in terms of not running it as often as we'd like, that got dictated by the score. So that's kind of how that worked. So we're anticipating us getting back on track and playing the style that we like to play.
And question kind of general football. The league has had problems with officiating the clock as of lately. Do you have somebody on your staff that during the game is watching that type of thing and letting you know if there's an issue?
Yeah, really on offense and defense. I have somebody that way when somebody's looking at the pictures on their side. So we do have one on both sides. And it really helps me, you know, regarding the challenges as well, if those scenarios come up. But specifically on the clock, probably a good topic for us to hit on more. But for the most part, it's more on the challenges.
Has the league said anything to the team about the mistakes in the officials or anything, or no?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
What about Wheeler's skill set impressed you guys enough to bring him in?
Well, I think it was really, first off, the ability to run. I thought he could really roll. And to play the style that we love. We love the speed, the ability to run and hit. And so I think those were the things that jumped out first. And then the ability to play the hooks and break on the football. He's had a lot of experience, you know, playing. And that was a factor for sure, too.
How are Collins and Hardy developing in practice? You know, we'll get to see them.
Right, for sure. As much as I think, let's start with Hardy first. I think as much as anybody, we have a plan D in effect. We're trying to work a number of guys, whether on the active roster or on the practice squad. We kind of treat everybody as it's just one big group. And he, for one, has made a huge improvement in terms of beating man-to-man, beating press at the line. So he's chomping at the bit to get his opportunity. And then with Collins as well, playing at the end of the line, step kicking, technique's really been improving. So we're really, really encouraged by both of them.
With a couple extra days off in there, did you encourage guys to just get out of town, get away from football? Did you encourage guys to be here? What was the message?
Yeah, just the opposite. So when we have these little breaks, I think it's important to take advantage of those, max that time out too. So when we're here, let's make sure we're absolutely everything we can. And then when they have the time, family time and off time, let's max that out as well. So the guys who had to have the treatment in terms of getting better, of course, they were here. But the guys who weren't were able to be off.
Coach, free safety Ricardo and Robeson, where are you all at with that?
Ricardo will line up first there at free safety for sure. The competition, we love having it all the way through, but really settling in and hoping for the for Ricardo to develop exactly like we like. He had a setback with the injury, and hopefully, you know, he looks great, you know, starting off the week.
How did he do covering tight ends earlier on?
I'm trying to think back through the games right now. It wasn't anything that we looked at that, you know, showed one way or another as I look back on it, Led.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys have a great day.
All right.